Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, the Reverend John Harrison. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, and we're talking about real estate, the real estate industry, and the housing industry specifically. John, before we go any further, give us your website and tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
We're at aspirefa.com, www.aspirefa.com, and
right.
You can find me and the book there.
All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, John, we're talking about, you were telling us, you gave us a great little rule of thumb for how to decide if a house is a good price, if it's fairly priced. We're talking about whether now is a good time to become a homeowner. One of the things that I don't know rules of thumb to use, but one of the things I was thinking about as you were talking is, to me, if you're ready to buy a house, if you can afford one financially, some house, whatever that house may be, you think you're going to be in a location for a while, don't worry if the pricing goes down 10% more after you buy it or whatever. If it's time to buy, your family situation or whatever the situation is, don't worry about that. Just because if this is your home, it is important to think of it as an investment, but it's also your home, and you can't try to think of it like a stock, can you?
Exactly, and I would say it's primarily a place to live, and only secondarily your investment.
Right.
And so, if all those criteria that you just listed out are the case, it's you're able and it's time and you want to be around, and then by all means do it. This was never an issue before watching the daily fluctuations of house prices
mm-hmm.
became sort of a sport in the last days of the bubble, and people were literally trying to figure out what the house was worth this month,
right.
How much more money they could pull out this month.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was the case, people thought of their home as a place to live, and there was never any question as to whether they would pay their mortgage as long as they could. There was no such thing as, well, I'm underwater, so I think I'll just walk away. People
mm-hmm.
just didn't have that mindset.
Right.
I think we need to go back a ways to the older mindset, saying it's a
can we ever place. Can we actually get back there, John?
I think we can. I think it's like dropping a rock in a river. The ripples carry for a while, but eventually they subside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sanity will return over the long term, or at least I like to hope that it
from
will.
From your mouth to God's ears, John. So what are some other rules of thumb that we can use for when to buy a house?
Well, one other metric that's out that I think is encouraging for the buyers is that the National Association of Realtors has a housing affordability index, and it's a measure of whether or not the median family can afford the median priced house in their area with a 20% down payment. If the index reads 100, then that's sort of ideal. It means the median family can't afford the median priced house.
So in other words, the median income in Liberty, Texas, is such that. That it matches up with the median price of housing in Liberty, Texas.
Right, when the index is 100. And
right.
During the days of the bubble, the index was below 100, which meant the houses were not affordable for the average person or the median family. In August of this year, the index hit 183.7, which is very near its record high since its inception back in 1970. And that means that, in a general way, houses are really affordable now.
Right.
And that people can buy more houses.
So if the number's higher than 100, they're really affordable.
Exactly.
Okay.
So how do you
find that information about your community?
You can actually go on to the National Association of Realtors website, and they will give you regional snapshots. I'm not sure that they can give you town by town.
But at least you can. And folks, this is not you don't go look at that and then say, okay, this house I'm looking at must be good, a good price. This is a macro look at the whole thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Whereas your previous
homework on each individual
house. Your previous metric was more micro. This is more macro.
Right.
I like that. All right. What's next?
Well, in terms of the housing thing, I would say those are the two numbers that I find most encouraging. From that point, it's the question you raised earlier. If you plan to be in the area for a while, if you can afford the house, mortgage rates are still very attractive.
They're ridiculous, aren't they? Were they under 5% now?
That's right. The average is 4.12 this week.
Wow. Let me tell you something, folks. You know, if you can lock that in for 30 years, you need to jump on that.
And so with numbers like that, I suggest there's more reason for those who can buy to buy than not to.
John, my first house that I bought, I'm not going to tell people when it was because they wonder why I'm not already dead. But when I bought my first house, it's 8.75, and I was glad to get it.
Yes.
Because within 10 years, rates went up to in the teens.
Yes, yes.
So there's some pressure. There's some pressure. I don't mean the wrong kind of pressure. I mean there's market pressure on these companies, these mortgage companies, to lend money out there, isn't there?
That's right, because that's the business that they're in, and their only profitable activity is lending money.
So now may be the right time, folks. Don't try to catch a falling knife. Don't try to time the market. Use some of these thumbnails that. Some of these metrics that John's giving us. This is really good stuff, John. Thank you for that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the tax issues that is going on. John's an expert in these things, and he has an opinion on the things he's not an expert on, just like me. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.